I'm good.
I'm good. By the way, full disclosure, tonight, Carlos, who apparently, and I've heard this, has quite a voice, is going to be participating in our Odyssey Pittsburgh Celebrity Christmas Karaoke on the North Shore at Mike's Beer Bar right next to PNC Park. And this is to help Light of Life Rescue Mission, brought to you by Monster Brewing High Life. But, Carlos, have you selected your number for tonight's performance?
I am. No Frank Sinatra, unfortunately, because since it's Christmas, I'm going to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And I'm no celebrity, but I'm there among celebrities. How's that?
Well, wait a minute. I think Frank Sinatra did do a version of that song.
I know. I don't know. Well, I could probably do it. I heard it. I kind of do the Bing Crosby version, but with a little smooth soul. So I think people will like it.
Yep, maybe I could join you and do the David Bowie part with Bing Crosby.
Hey, bring it on. I think we can bring it on. I think I'm pretty flexible, and I'm sure you're a talented man, so we'll leverage your talents.
Well, that, again, is tonight, and we appreciate your participation. It should be a lot of fun. That said,
yes.
While we're having fun, a lot of people struggle during the holidays.
That's true. You know, I had a couple people kind of express those sentiments to me. I was at the gym, and one woman recently lost her dad, and she was saying how she's struggling. I had one woman, actually, in our senior job program, I had sung a Christmas song, and she told me it made her cry. And she told me she lost her husband, you know, this year, and just like how it's tough. And so I think that we do have to be sensitive that there are hard holiday blues, you know, which are pretty much temporary feelings of sadness, anxiety, or depression during the holiday season.
Yeah, so what do you tell folks? I mean, how do you help them work through it?
Well, I think there are a number of ways. I think, you know, first of all, we have to let go of perfection. I think a lot of times during the holidays, we have this Christmas card version of the holidays and realize everything isn't perfect. I think, you know, people are really pressured to buy all these gifts, and everybody doesn't have the means, right? And we know so many people go into debt. So really setting realistic expectations in terms of what you can do. I think, you know, being okay with setting new traditions. I know, you know, when we lose loved ones, you know, they're a big part of our holiday, and thinking like, how can we do things differently and still keep them in mind, and knowing that it's okay, right? As I said earlier, that you can't do everything. I think we need to check on our friends and family members and make sure they're okay, because everybody isn't so jolly during the holiday seasons for different reasons. And so we need to check on folks. And I think, and if we are experiencing these feelings, reach out to friends and family and share your feelings. And don't be afraid to reach out to a counselor or a hotline for support. There's Resolve Crisis. Their number is 1-888-796-8226. Again, Resolve Crisis, 1-888-796-8226.
And one of the things that I think a lot of people find comfort and joy is helping other people. While you may be experiencing the blues or feeling down, by reaching out and helping the less fortunate, that always lifts people's spirits both ways.
I think that's powerful. I agree with that, because I believe no pain is wasted. We all face situations, but when you lose yourself in helping others, it does uplift us. I think, you know, as a society, a lot of times we can be very self-serving, but I do believe serving others is when you're truly elevated. You're elevating the person. I love how they say it's better to give than to receive. And so, you know, when you're giving to others, it is so fulfilling. You know, even giving can be a very selfish thing, because it feels so good, right, to help somebody else at the same time it blesses someone else. So I found that principle personally and, you know, just observed to be very, very powerful and very necessary. And even, you know, just talking to a woman during our Thanksgiving celebration, where we a Thanksgiving giveaway where we gave out fed 1,000 families, there was a woman there who told me that her money had been stolen for Thanksgiving, and she was glad, and I reached out to her, and she sent me a personal note yesterday telling me thank you for hugging me and, you know, expressing concern. So that means a lot to people than just a tangible gift. Let them know they're not alone, that you care. And I think that it's important that we be intentional with that. It can be transformational for people and bring more, you know, cheer in their holiday and in their life in general.
That said, we're looking forward to a new year, and you have goals and expectations for the Urban League. What's on the agenda for the coming year?
Oh, man, a lot. So I think one thing we're looking to hopefully finalize our new location, just want a location that's just really could facilitate the work we do, more modern, and really more inspiring for our staff and bring us together. I think that's a big thing. Always a lot of fundraising things. So if people are looking to give, please consider Urban League. We definitely need to support on ulpgh.org. And really building out our tech. You know, we do a lot with tech, I think, really trying to get blacks and other marginalized communities into tech. And so really gone harder with that, and really, because that's important from, you know, moving people to economic sustainability, you know, is important, because so many people in our community are in the service sector, which doesn't pay well. We need more people taking advantage of this tech boom in Pittsburgh. It can be awesome to really addressing wealth gaps and things like that. So I could go on. There are so many things that have gone on, but those are some things that are important to me and us.
Well, great information. Good luck in the new year. And tonight at Christmas Karaoke, Mike's Beer Bar in the North Shore, should be a lot of fun. We've got all five of our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, including 93.7 The Fan, Y108 Country, 107 Star Contemporary Music, and WAMO, Hip Hop and R&B, featuring Carlos T. Carter.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Nice. All right, Carlos, we'll check you later.
See you.
Thank you.